AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying in Kenosha, Wisconsin in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse is a man who was shot and wounded by Rittenhouse, Gage Grosskreutz.
Did you witness him fire a shot into Mr. Huber's chest?
I did.
He approached Rittenhouse holding a weapon.
What was going through your mind at this particular moment?
That I was going to die?
Two people were killed in Kenosha during a night of turbulent protest against racial injustice. Prosecutors have portrayed Rittenhouse as the aggressor who set in motion the bloodshed on the night in August in 2020. His lawyers have argued he acted in self-defense. Jurors in Georgia saw gruesome police photos of Ahmaud Arbery's wounds. Arbery was shot and killed last year. He was black. Three white men are accused of chasing after Arbery and killing him. A trial is underway in Kansas City, Missouri. A police officer accused of involuntary manslaughter in a 2019 shooting. The first time a white officer from the city has been criminally accused of killing a black man. The U.S. fully reopened its borders with Mexico and Canada and lifted restrictions on travel that covered most of Europe as well as other countries. Jolie Duvaney is a traveler from India. She hasn't seen her boyfriend in 9 months.
I can't even explain in my words how happy I am. I'm on cloud nine, I can say.
Seven suspected hackers linked to ransomware attacks that have targeted thousands of victims have been arrested since late February as part of a global cybercrime crackdown. A North Dakota lawmaker and an organizer of a rally to oppose coronavirus vaccine mandates is infected with the virus and won't attend the event. Republican Jeff Hoverson says he's quarantining. He told the AP he is taking the deworming drug ivermectin and has not checked into a hospital. This is AP News. Los Angeles has a new vaccine mandate.
Anyone going to a shopping mall, theater, gym, or nail salon in Los Angeles now must verify that they are vaccinated. The mandate is among the strictest in the country. It requires proof of shots for everyone entering a variety of businesses. Mayor Eric Garcetti, a Democrat who tested positive for the virus last week, says the rules will encourage people to get vaccinated and make businesses safer for employees and customers. The rules won't be enforced until November 29th. Fines of up to $5,000 could be imposed. I'm Julie Walker.
A judge in Georgia is mockingly banning Elf on the Shelf. Cobb County Superior Court Judge Robert Leonard says it's a gift to parents to end Elf tyranny. The Elf dolls are supposed to move to a different location each night. But he points out when those elves don't move, it leaves children of tender years in states of extreme emotional distress. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.